today's topic is, drum roll please. This is Paul.
Oh, that's a drum roll. I'm actually done.
But yes, we are going to talk about dating and weight loss. So
we went on a date and he just did not eat on the date. So I was like, what is going on here? He was like, oh, I'll have a kiwi when I get home. So you're going to just watch me eat my wings? He was like, yes, calm.
One time a guy, he came to pick me up, and then we were on the motorway and he was like, oh, do you want to go for steak? And I remember I started laughing. I was thinking, now how am I going to tell him I am
a vegan?
So the person said, guys are more interested when you have more weight / thick versus being slim.
Get man sim, get man sim.
Listen, someone making me feel still really beautiful in my body, yeah, whilst I'm still working on it.
That part.
Like, I remember once, like, I think I said it to you once, like, actually being cuddled on my fupa.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, that fupa hug.
Grabbing it.
Guys,
it does something. It, no, it's, guys, like, it's very healing.
That instant moment, the feelings downloaded. Cause I said,
yeah.
Oh, even the fupa too?
Yeah.
The fupa gonna get some love.
Don't you think it...
That's going to be the intro.
It should be. Ooh.
Wow. Episode 10. This is episode 10, by the
is
way.
Episode 10?
Yeah, oh, I know. It feels like a milestone. I know. Trials and tribulations, but we made it to episode 10.
I love that. I love that we're on number 10.
I know.
That's my second favourite number.
Yeah, because I thought, okay, that would be nice to do episode 10 with the girlies.
Yes.
So, guys, welcome back to the Weight of It podcast. It is me, Rose, Run with Rose, your host as per usual. And today we're doing things a little bit different. So, you guys know I normally bring one person and I interview them and ask them all these questions about their weight, what weight they're carrying, blah, blah, blah. This time, I want to introduce you to a different segment called The Weigh-In. So we're going to do things a bit different. I have brought two very important people in my life.
Yeah.
That part.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah. Very important people. And the reason how this all like came about is we actually have a fitness group chat and we were just ran in and I said, guys, please.
Come to the studio.
Come and talk about us in the studio. Yeah. And you guys agreed. And it's actually quite funny that I actually filmed two episodes with an episode each with these people and the episode never aired. Yeah. So it kind of feels like...
I hope we make it this time. Please.
I'm in the same jumpers last time. I'll get this song.
So, you know, God's plan. But yes, I would like to introduce you to my sister and one of my closest friends, Esna and Grace.
Hi guys.
Finally, guys.
We're here.
You're back.
We made it.
We're back. Honestly, I think S's episode
was number one.
The first ever episode. And they lost the
footage. Everything. It was gone.
So that would have been like January.
Yeah. No, we filmed it in December.
Yeah.
And then
December.
December.
We filmed.
We just arrived and
it was gone.
It was gone.
Yeah. We should have known from then, really.
Yeah. I'm
it's true.
And then Grace had an interesting episode.
I had a sugar expose that I'm not allowed to get into.
It's just like,
but not in the way that I wanted to.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, anyway, my episode was basically exposing the sugar industry before everyone knew about Eddie Abu.
No, you should
not say,
I was there before Eddie. Because I might want Eddie one day, so please.
Yeah. No, Uncle Abu. But yeah,
so I was really tired that day. I filmed like four episodes back to back, and by your episode, you know, when you also talk to family member, you're just like, ah,
it was too much. It was literally like 3.5 hours.
When I watched it back, I was like, no, this can't go out.
Yeah.
I looked like I hated my sister because I had no energy for like that episode.
Yeah.
She was talking, and I was just like, Grace, I was so tired.
The laughter was forced. Everything was
I was like, no, but look at that. Yeah. I just think it's worked out a lot better, anyways.
Perfect.
And yeah, so we're here to talk about our weight loss journeys. So we are all on a weight loss journey, actually, and just body recomposition. And I just thought it would be really great to literally just bring the group chat
To you.
Because we will be sending voice notes, 10 voice notes on the chat. And then you send a voice note to reply to that voice note. By the time you reply to that voice note,
there's been three voice notes.
And then like three paragraphs and then like two progress picks.
It's actually a bit wild.
And then also like, oh guys, I'm thinking to order this. Or like, I'm on delivery.
Someone will say something like, I'm preparing for Turkey or something.
It's always threatens going to Turkey.
Always. That's always the threat. And if you know what that means, I'm going to Turkey, please. Just we'll leave it at that for now. We'll get into it.
But before we get into all the questions and stuff, how are you guys doing today? How are you feeling?
Good. Yeah. I think the rain today was a bit shocking. Mm. But other than that, I'm in good spirits. I'm good. I'm doing good.
Good. Love to hear that, S.
If I'm being very real, shall I be real for the people?
Yeah, I keep it real.
Oh, it's been rough. It's been a rough week. It's been a bit of a rough day. However, I was very much looking forward to this filming.
Yeah.
So I'm actually very glad to... I feel like this is actually a good... I feel like it's going to be a cheeky therapy session.
How you want to use it,
babe. I know. It'll be a little bit of a cheeky therapy session and we can get into a couple bits and bobs. But, you know, other than the general life turmoil and the rain, life is good.
Yeah.
We're blessed.
Amen. So this is going to be like a monthly segment, y'all gotta come here once a month. And we're gonna have different topics each time. So we have got a particular topic. Should I introduce, say the topic now, or do I say it later? Let's start there. Cool. Anyway, I actually asked them to share their weights, but they
found that a wild request.
No, because I thought it's a weigh-in, so let's weigh in.
No, that makes sense. I think it makes more sense for her because it's her pod, but you guys don't know us. We've never come on the podcast. We've never come on the page. So it's just like putting our weight on the internet. It's like,
The internet's a very big place, a very scary place. Fair. And anyway, let me not speak too much, but my name is too Googleable. So... And now they can even see my BMI. Like, Google it.
You look so dramatic. But anyways, okay, cool. I'll start that bit then. So yeah, like I said, I had planned for us to all share our weights, but I get what you guys are saying. But I am currently at, should I say my goal? My goal is, you know, my goal is a bit of a weird one though.
Okay.
So my slimmest I've ever been is 58 kilos, which is, I think, is insane. But that is the slimmest I've been.
And you're how tall? Just so the people know.
5'6".
Yeah, okay.
But I'm currently 76.9.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So my current goal is 70.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm curious
to see how far you can push it.
I look at like 65, 60. Mm-hmm. I genuinely feel like 58 would just might actually be speed too. I don't know. But I was very like slump more than times.
Mm.
But I feel like 70 is like my current milestone.
Mm.
And then I would say that 65, 68 is like probably the slowest I'd want to go to. But 70 is like, nigga, we made it. I'm hoping when I do another weigh-in, I'm hoping it's going down. That's why I just want to be honest as well, because there are times where like you'll proper work out and then like it's moved by 0.1, will absolutely not changed at all.
Or you've even gone up. Let me speak on that.
Anyway, I'm going to come on to why I don't weigh myself, and I haven't weighed myself.
Oh, that'll be an interesting topic. Yeah, that's so... So yeah, so that's my weigh-in. How do I feel about it? I think I'm still coming to grips that I'm even over 70. I'll be so real. I was really in the 60s for a minute.
Long time.
So it was like, I think by the time I weighed myself, it was like I was so deep in the 70s. It's like I didn't even see myself at 71.
Mm.
It was like I was just 79, 81 then. I said, but when did I go...
How did we arrive?
When did I even arrive at 75? Do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm starting to see my body like... change. Obviously I was in Turkey for the weekend. I did not get a PDL. Disclaimer.
Listen.
You know, I was really making sure I was recording. So don't want anyone coming to say now. Say I went, oh, look at her bum.
Look at what happened.
I said, oh, niggas gonna pick up. But obviously I was there with my best friend when she was buying a dress for a wedding, and I was obviously like wearing dresses in the day. And there's one dress I can see where things are going. But they're not theirs, if that makes sense. So it depends sometimes on my mindset in the day. So sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm happy, I can see changes. But sometimes I'm like, oh,
it's very that.
Still not there. Yeah. So I'm just trying to like not be so fixated on the number and also not to be fixated on how I used to be. Because also, when I was at my smallest, I was 25. Like, I'm actually nearly a 30-year-old woman.
That part.
Things ain't the same. So I'm trying to also be like, I don't know what 70 will look. That's why I said I can't say my goal is 58. Because I don't know what that will look like on me anymore.
Right now.
Like, my thighs are thicker. Like, all this stuff, like, makes a difference. So,
I feel like, do you ever sometimes feel that, I genuinely feel like my body, and I'm seeing it more in even other influencers, people that I follow. I just feel like as soon as you start creeping into 28, 29, it's almost like your body is saying, by the way, you're due to have kids. Like, that's what I sometimes feel is happening.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it doesn't make sense that I'm not doing anything that drastically different dietary wise, but it's like, my body just keeps not necessarily expanding, but it's like, oh, I'm just carrying weight in places that I just never used to carry.
Yeah.
So I'm just confused.
Yeah.
I'm scared for that. I remember you saw me once in the gym. You're like, Grace, once you get to my age.
Which is not even that far apart.
But a bit.
Yeah.
But like, when I was your age, I just feel like in a month.
Easy.
Like, I could, if I wanted to get the result, I get the result.
Easy.
And now it's like fighting tooth and nail. But like I said, I think compared to January, my mindset is a lot better.
Yeah.
I'm trying to not even be like, for example, I had over Lent, like, for example, I didn't eat sugar and I was like, oh, I'm going to continue. But I was thinking, I know now I can get obsessive with that. Mm-hmm. I've still got that obsessive nature with fitness and being like, I'm cutting this out. And then before you know it, I'm now like, I've got up to my desired weight, but then like, I'm not eating anything.
Yeah.
Like,
literally,
you know,
existing on air.
But yeah, so that's my way in. Miss Grace, you want to share? Obviously, you're not going to share.
I was going to say, I thought I told you. No, I'm gonna just say why I don't weigh myself.
Yeah.
I haven't weighed myself for, I can't remember the last year I did this, but like, you know, I don't weigh myself.
Yeah.
I just don't. I go based off of progress.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also don't measure myself. And I thought about that yesterday when you told us to like bring our measurements as well. Yeah, I don't measure myself. No shade. I don't.
I mean, I brought mine, but
I don't measure myself either. The reason I don't weigh myself is because I feel like it's easy to get really obsessive over the number. And sometimes I'm like, what does this number even mean?
Because
when you weigh yourself, it's not saying, oh, bum is this, boobs is this, stomach is this much. And my thing is stomach. That's what I care about more over everything. And if you're not telling me how much my stomach is, then I don't care.
I don't give a heck.
I mean, because like, what does it mean? Because I've got big thighs, I've got a relatively big bust, bum. I was thinking, what's this one called? The English is running out. But so that's why I don't weigh myself. Firstly, because I feel like it's easy to get obsessive. And plus, I've literally seen with my friends, they'll be like X kg today. And then tomorrow, by the next day, maybe you've had some water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had dinner. just a sip of water. Water. And now, you know, so I just find it a bit problematic, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And then also, it doesn't tell me, what, like, does that mean my bum is big today or what?
Yeah,
I don't know what that means. Because I could be like maybe 75 kg, but maybe I don't have a bum and I've got a bigger stomach. I just don't.
Yeah.
Tell me.
It doesn't tell you anything about your composition.
So that's why I don't weigh myself. Measuring myself is something probably I'll probably look to do, like, with my waist, because we did measurements for our family friend's wedding, and I was actually really happy with it.
Yeah,
I love how the waist is smaller size and then the bum is the bigger size.
The ratios are making sense.
Smaller
the waist and then the bum is a bit bigger.
Okay.
So I was happy about that. I was like, you know, I could run with this. But you know what I mean? But it's telling me, the number is telling me this is for the waist, this is for the, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas the scales don't tell me that. So that's why I don't do that.
Love that. But do you know what, it's fair enough, because it is true, like you said, your friends who get obsessive, I am friends. I get obsessive with the numbers. Like, I every Sunday before I eat anything, I'm on that scale.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not healthy.
Do you do that now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do it. It's not healthy. Like, it's not something I'd promote. Like, and like you said, let's say I don't do it in the morning, I do it like, let's say after church or something.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be a different number.
Just taking in oxygen.
Yeah.
Literally.
The number's different. And like, it can throw you off, like, your whole day. And then like, you now start to think, oh, is it because that day I had a bit more pasta than I should have? Like, you do, and it's not the right way. I don't think it's a healthy way to live.
Mm.
I think that's something I need to definitely work on, just because my thing is always to run to the scales, like, to tell me everything, like, tell me my life on this number. Like, I do look at it that deeply, I'll be honest. I do.
Is yours like just a normal scale, or is it like one that can tell you like your fat and
but there is one in my gym where you stand on it, it'll show you like your fat.
Yeah.
And I've been debating every time I see it, I'm like, do I do it? And then I think, because knowing me,
I did it once.
And that girl, I could get obsessive with that too.
You can. Oh my God. I just thought about uni once. My friend did it. I used to go to the gym with my friend. And my mum must have come round. So she brought chapati. And she had like lots of chapati that day. My friend had lots. She loves chapati. She went all out. And her fat the day was different. But then her fat that day, because chapati has a lot of oil and stuff like that, it was a lot. And she was like,
oh. So it obviously tells you what fat you've consumed from the food as well. Like it would have added to the number.
Yeah, she had more fat in her body. And she was like, oh my gosh, it's a chapati. Think
about that. That's wild. Don't do it to yourself.
That's, yeah. And that's why every time I passed it, it's kind of like that there's a bit of sexual tension. Because it's like, do I? Or do I not? Like,
yeah, no.
It's, we keep looking at each other, but I just don't want to add
more.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you might even start weighing yourself twice.
But I'm curious though, because I don't know. Like, no, I'm the kind of person, if it was to tell me my body fat was like 50%, I'm going to be like, Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
Like, but then, like you said, is that fat in my bum? Because if it is, I don't mind.
Keep it there.
Stay there. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
Stay there. Like, so do you know what I mean? So, but yeah, no, I do agree why you don't do it. Like,
and if I do progress pictures.
Yeah, that's better.
And you know what? I feel like progress pictures, because you don't do it every single day as well, I honestly think it encourages like just maintaining good habits. Whereas with the scales, it's like you can, maybe because you know in yourself you've been eating well that week, but if the scale goes up, boom, you've changed your habits. And now you're like, oh, I can't eat anything tomorrow.
Yeah,
true.
You just keep like going up and down. But I feel like progress pictures, because it's a steady pace in terms of like seeing your body go down and going up, whatever it is, I feel like it just does encourage that, like, okay, keep going. It's more calm. It's more steady. Yeah. And at the end of the day, I care about how I look. Like, that's why I'm doing it, as opposed to caring about the number. Like, I don't really care. I don't actually know what kg I am.
Yeah.
I don't actually care. Yeah. What I'm looking is like, how do I look in this dress today? And that's why most of us work out, because we want to look a certain way. So the pictures make more sense to me.
I love them. No notes. You ate that little thing. You ate that little thing.
Yeah.
Ate
that up.
Welcome. Miss S.
Okay, so I'm going to do a quick wheel back so it makes sense where this is going to come from. So I probably would say I err on the side of you, Grace, just because I don't weigh myself that consistently anymore. I'd say there was a period where I didn't weigh myself for like 7-8 months and I was okay, like not knowing. But I weighed myself earlier this year and I screamed, like I yelped. I screamed the same scream you scrum, because I was like, how did I go? I was always in the 60s.
Yeah.
When I weighed myself, I was in the high 70s. Yeah. I said, it's not making sense, because to me, I don't feel like my body looks like the biggest it's ever been.
Right.
So I was really confused. But then what I will say is I'm going through like a really weird thing at the moment with my body, where it's like, I will look at myself and I think, yeah, like cute, whatever. You look the same as maybe you did 2 years ago. But then I'll try on clothes from 2 years ago and they're telling me otherwise. So I'm like, is something not adding up? Is it just body confidence? I don't know what it is. So that is what's throwing me off at the moment, is like, clothing is now starting to snitch on me. And I'm like, but I feel good. Like,
do you look at how you look?
I haven't even done, no, I haven't.
As opposed to that time and you could fit in.
Okay, yeah. So what I will say is that my bum has grown. And I'm not saying that to gloat.
No,
my bum has actually grown. So the context I was going to give is my whole fitness journey actually started from one time I went to the doctors, like this was like 5-6 years ago, and it was for something completely other. I'd had a blood test for something and she comes back and she's like, oh, just to let you know, like your cholesterol levels are a bit high. I said, what? I said, I'm 25. Like, what do you mean my cholesterol levels? She said, do you exercise? And I said, what's that got to do with anything?
Are you in my business?
No, you're in my business.
Are you in my business?
Yeah, you're in my business. I don't like that. So from there, that is literally how my fitness journey started, because I said, health is like something that we've had like stuff in our family.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, okay, it actually makes sense for me to actually make this a thing.
Yeah.
And what I will say is the times when I was concentrating more on that, I saw my body changing. But that's why I say this is when I was like 25, 26. Now I'm pushing 30, which doesn't sound like a lot, but something happened in that 28-29 year, because trying to do the things, first of all, that I used to be able to do is harder, and second of all, I just feel like naturally my body is just adding mass. Like, I don't know, I can't say that I eat any worse now than I did when I was 25. Anything, probably a bit better, because I can afford a bit more and I can shop a bit more and all of that stuff. So I'm like, something's not adding up here. But what we will say is that, yeah, the weight, the scale is not going to show me the fact
that the weight is in your bum.
Like, I've actually gained weight in my bum. Like, and when I look at pictures from when I was first, like, leaner and slimmer, I was flat back, like, top to bottom.
That's probably where it is, though. But, like, you said, the scale won't
tell
you that.
It's not
going to
tell me that, yeah.
It'll just make you scream.
Like, it's just going to make me scream, exactly.
Yeah.
But what I will say is that, like, low-key, like, one of our mutual friends posted something the other day, and she said, I'm actually done with having a bum now. It's not every, like, obviously, it's lovely.
If I speak. No,
because it's nice. Like, it is nice, guys. I'm not going to lie. Like, the way clothes fit me now is not the way clothes used to fit. Someone even said the other day, was it you? Said, I see that little pee. I said, I got that little pee thing going on.
I make many comments about your bum, so.
Yeah, someone said, I said, not me.
Yeah.
Like, the pee.
Yeah.
Like, these are the things I used to dream of.
Yeah.
And now I'm here. I don't understand what I need, actually. In the comments, wherever you want to, the girlies that have had bums for a while, yeah, because I'm new around here. How does anything fit? I don't understand, because I'm trying on jeans and the jean that would fit my waist is not fitting my bum, but then it fits my bum and it doesn't fit my waist.
Yeah. Everyone does a trick where she gets like a big size that will fit her thighs and her bum.
Yeah.
And her waist is smaller, so she puts like a shoelace thing inside and ties it like that. Or you can just go to Taylor's and get it.
Yeah, I think it's a tailor
thing. Can
we
talk about the tailoring life? Because you pay £25 for the jean and you pay £25 for the tailor.
Why are you saying it's undercover? Because the mic is still
on. The mic is here.
I do it for £6.
£6?
Wait, which new market? Is it? Wait, Chris, where are we whispering?
No, where we live. Okay, so she's telling me that there's a market where we live.
Okay, I'll do a little bleep, bleep, bleep.
Okay, fine. But yeah, that's just something I haven't grown accustomed to. But I think at the same time, I'm kind of at the point now where I do want to lean out a bit.
Yeah.
And with that is going to come losing a bit of the bum. But what I will say, I say all that to say, sometimes I'm just sick of the fact that this is something that I'm just not going to get a release from. You lot that don't have to think about your weight. You lot that just eat. You lot that can work out and just snap into whatever. Mm-hmm. You lot that just, you wake up and you're not considering what you're going to eat for the day. Mm-hmm. Are you going to close your move ring on your Apple Watch? Mm-hmm. Are you going to get your, like, all those things. I just want to say, how does it feel to be God's fave? Because I don't understand. And that's where, mic drop. That's where I'll leave it.
Because
the fact,
you know,
that
like in the morning, yeah, like when we see each other at, like, lunchtime, we're like, what are you eating today? Yeah. And like, it's never going to be like, oh, I feel like bacon.
It's the same thing.
It's always
thing.
Like,
you asked me today, you turned around, you saw the egg.
I saw the egg there.
It was like, yes, new day.
It's eggs.
And it's like, we're eating it. Like, I feel like a robot. And I know, like, obviously you'll eat it, but I know this isn't like your favorite meal in the
no.
world.
No.
It's like, we're just doing it, but it's
out
like.
Of necessity.
I will never hear Grace say anything different. She'll never hear me say it. There's never like, oh, I'm going to make this like caramelized.
No, you're going to have your kefir.
Oh, yeah.
Listen,
one thing about me,
I just don't get it. I think it's kind of crazy that there are actually people out there that are just waking up and going about their day.
Can you imagine,
like, what, how does that feel?
I
want to know how it feels, because not
and
me.
I do feel like one thing I'm definitely realizing, I guess off the back of that, is that this health and fitness thing, it is a lifelong thing. Mm-hmm. But I think how much we consume on it, how much we make it like a constant thought, is dependent on us as well.
Yeah.
But I do think there is a balance where it's like, okay, yeah, we're trying, of course everyone wants to improve their health and fitness and look good in a dress and all this stuff, but I also don't think we have to live our lives where every single morning we're thinking, oh, yeah, I have to close my ring. Mm. Or I have to, like,
but I do though.
I mean,
so where do I go from there?
I mean, if you feel like you need to, then do what you gotta do.
But do you not sometimes feel like, I remember Molly May once, shout out to Molly May if you're hearing this, because I trust that you will make your way here one day. But I feel like there was one time when Molly May said that she stopped actually wearing her Apple Watch because she was like, I feel like I'm like, I don't know what her wording was, but she was alluding to the fact that she felt like she was even becoming a slave to the watch. And sometimes I actually feel that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like when I don't put my watch on in the morning, I feel like I'm cheating myself. It feels like there's someone in the wings waiting to come and beat me. That's how I feel.
That's really
no
crazy.
I do. If I don't put it on, I'm like,
but the thing I is, feel but guilty. I've gone to 3 weeks without an Apple, and I promise you, it has felt good. I'm not gonna lie.
I convinced you.
Yeah, because I was gonna, when my watch broke, straight away I was like, I'm gonna order a new one tomorrow.
Okay.
And then Grace is like, no, try it with that. And I'm not gonna lie, even when I've gone for my runs, obviously my runs I was still using the Nike Run app, but like my walks, I'm just walking. Like, one thing I will say, I feel like I'm genuinely it's called like an element of mindfulness. Like when I'm walking, I'm genuinely like, if it's a prayer walk, of course I'm praying. Sometimes I listen to music, but my legs are just going. I'm not okay.
I've done too many.
I think because I'm not thinking like that, it doesn't feel like a chore. So okay. Like even going to the gym, I'll be so honest. This whole year, the last 3 weeks has probably been the most I've enjoyed the gym, and I say that because I genuinely feel like even when I've been like obviously I've been doing like my leg days and all that stuff, and obviously like I said, my bum has actually grown in this season as well, ironically. But like the last few weeks, when it's hard, when it's been difficult, I'm still going. And I don't know what I've burned. I'm just walking out.
So you think it helps?
I think it does.
I think from my mindset point of view.
I remember when I lost weight before my 25th birthday, I had like, I think it was from September to November, or just before November. It was a 6-7 week period. And I didn't use my Apple Watch and I was going ham. And remember how much weight I lost?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You were sending them.
Yeah. And it was just like, I don't know what it was. Also, I think just because my Apple Watch is just old in general, I just couldn't be bothered. But I just felt good just hopping to the gym and just going and just not... Yeah. I wasn't like fixated on
on the number.
It was just habits, just doing the same thing every single day. And even like all the way up until end of Feb this year.
I've only just started wearing my watch again.
So it's been, I don't know, 6 months without using my Apple Watch. And it was there, it's functioning. But I just felt like this just feels just normal.
Yeah, I agree.
And when when your watch broke, Rose was saying something like, oh, I need to get it tomorrow or this week. And I was like,
Give it a go.
I remember I was just saying to her, like, I was explaining my experience when I didn't have an Apple Watch and just how healthy, how calm, like, I didn't care about the
number.
The number. No, I feel like that's just how I am in general, even like with the scales. Like, I just want to make sure I'm doing the right thing. I believe if I just keep doing this right thing, I will get the results in the end. I was just sweating and.
Do you know what?
I would encourage you to even
say maybe I might do it.
Try it.
What quote did you just say something about? You feel it's watching you.
Like it just feels like there's someone in the like when I don't put it on, I feel like it's shouting at me. Like it's literally like, why have you not put me on today?
But then also, I think like I was going from someone who literally just tried this. Yeah, when you have the watch on, even if you've done your best workout, if you see that you haven't burnt what you thought you should have burnt, you're now
like
feeling like you need to. You're not leaving it feeling
based off of how you feel as well. Because even if you look at your watch and you've seen you've burnt more, you're relaxed. But okay, maybe I don't even feel like I went in like that. I didn't really go ham like that. But the watch is saying I've burnt X amount, so I'm gonna relax. But on the flip side, you feel like you've done an amazing workout, and that is definitely what matters because it's your body.
You need to feel it's not based
on what your watch is saying at the end of the day. But if you look on the flip side, if you look at the watch, you feel like you've done a banging workout, but then it tells you you're like 200 calories less than what you anticipated. It's gonna throw you off for the whole day, and you're gonna maybe work yourself even more till you faint. And it's like,
this is revelations. Because I'm thinking about this.
And let's do it for the next episode.
I will. And do you know what? Maybe I'll do like a month.
Do the month.
Yeah, without my watch. Because thinking about it, when I was like in my real workout, like when I would say I my body the most, I didn't have a watch then. I was just working. And
likewise,
like,
even me.
Yeah.
It's the watch.
You will pay
for your crime.
But if you have to watch it, that you want to say,
then you can also pay.
Like, you know where to send them. Maybe you guys at Apple can tell us how we can effectively be using our watches.
Exactly.
So that it's healthy.
To try out.
Yeah. I'm actually due a new one.
And
so
tell all of us how.
How to use the watch properly.
Yeah.
But honestly, Grace is right because I'm telling you, the last few weeks, guys, I was doing reps till failure. And I really felt it in my body. My body's what was telling me like to keep going. My body was one that telling me like I've really worked out. Okay. And then that's when I saw my bum and my thighs looking a bit. Oh, I said, oh.
Yeah.
But then I don't know if, like, psychologically, it's because I'm pushing myself. Yeah. My watch telling me to keep going.
Yeah.
Or my watch telling me I haven't done enough. Do you understand? I'm not looking at, oh, I've been in this workout for 20 minutes and I've only burnt this. Because sometimes, you know, when I used to do HIIT workouts, back like pandemic times, I would sweat buckets, in those 20 minutes. I'll do HIIT workouts now, still sweat buckets, but then it's only telling me I burnt 200 calories.
Yeah.
And I always, I never used to track it before. So now sometimes when I'd see that, I'd be like, I'd feel a bit like, why is that only 200 calories and I'm sweating
bare? You're also becoming a bit desensitized to the numbers as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
and that's a bit dangerous as well because someone can say 200 calories is a lot.
Yeah, but to me, yeah. Well,
because you keep seeing it and you've put maybe 600 to burn for the day or whatever. Yeah. You know, because you have to put the goal.
Yeah.
Maybe to burn. She's like,
it's not really true.
If you put your daily, your goal as 1,000 calories to burn a day, you do a workout or you do a whole sesh and you've burnt 300, you feel like 700 calories I haven't burnt.
Yeah.
It's when true. You know what? That 300 calories is good against not burning anything and just staying at home. You burn calories just by sitting down.
Yeah.
Us talking
so this is even
calories.
Additional.
Exactly.
Yeah. Additional to like your...
I remember researching, I can't remember the number, but we burn X amount of calories per day by doing nothing, by walking around here and there, sitting down and working. That is not considered. I know it has the active calendar.
Total.
But still, it's true. I think you can also become desensitized to the numbers. You can be like, oh, that's not a lot, but... That's better than zero.
And
to some people just starting out their fitness journey, they might put a crazy goal like 1,500 calories.
Not even knowing that's bad.
And then they burn 500 and then like,
you're right.
And then it discourages you from even doing the next workout. Because I think even this, like thinking about it, everything to do with like weight loss and like fitness and whatever, there's so many other factors that play into it, like your stress levels. So if I'm now stressed about the fact that I've not done what I think, then is it like cortisol or whatever? Yeah, and then that even stops you from losing weight.
And then even from sleeping because guys, you're thinking about the number. Now to lose weight, you have to sleep.
Please, can I tell you, sometimes, these are my confessions. So sometimes... Sometimes I will genuinely, if it's like, okay, this is actually going to sound mad. This is going to tell me I need to take the watch off. If it's like 11:45 and I can see my ring for the day is set at 500 calories. So I'm at 450 and I'm like, I've only got 50 to go before I close my ring. I'll put it. So sometimes you might see a cheeky cool down workout come out. It's because I put it on cool down and I'll just pace around. So while I'm brushing my teeth, washing my face, I've got it on so that I can close the ring.
This is given Black Mirror. There's an episode of Black Mirror. I can't remember, but it's like when people become like just so obsessive with.
Yeah.
But that's what it's giving.
Yeah, because, and you know what it is? Wow. Deep it, that 50 calories is a watch telling you. Your body might have already done it, you know?
Yeah.
But the watch hasn't confirmed.
About the watch.
And now I'm stressed, and then I can't sleep.
And now you can't sleep.
And then now you can't lose weight because you're not sleeping.
Oh, guys, I told you this was going
to
be
Do you know what? No, I tell to the viewers, S is going to go a month without the watch.
Yeah, I am.
And she's going to report back to us her findings.
I'm committed to that now.
I mean, I haven't worn my watch
all right, so I'm not going to buy it because I was going to buy my watch this Saturday, so I won't buy it then.
Okay, cool.
So I'll do it with you guys.
Okay, cool. I'm going to do it and see. And do you know what I will do? I'll take progress pictures from today or tomorrow. And we'll just see what things look like.
Yeah. Try and think a bit different.
Yeah, think differently, work
and
out.
And when your body feels like I have worked out, trust that you've worked out.
Yeah.
Trust that your body has burnt calories as opposed to, this Apple Watch.
Bring the stress levels down.
It's true. You know what? This is going to be interesting.
This is... Listen, we're all going to find out together. Come on the journey, guys.
Come on the journey. Oh, love that. Okay. Lovely little introduction. Oh, did you guys introduce yourself properly?
Not really.
Did you introduce yourself before we go into the main...
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
I'm Esna. It probably makes a difference because we've been talking about age. I'm 29. I'm going to be 30 in October. I have been on my fitness journey for going on like 6 years. What year are we in? 2024?
Yeah.
I started in like 2018, I would say. 2018 feels like it should be 2 years ago, by the way.
Yeah.
Is that 6 years ago?
Yes. 6 years ago.
That's crazy.
There's a six-year-old, running around that was born in 2018.
What?
When I think of things like that, that's when I think it's mad. There's a six-year-old in
2018 feels like it should be two years ago.
It's that pandemic.
It's that darn pandemic. It really got us.
It really set us back.
But I would say, I always dip in and out of kind of fitness. But I would say for the most part, I can say that I consistently go to the gym with some periods where I'm like, I'm just not in it like that. I think, like I said, I started for health reasons. I actually love working out. I love a good sweat and I'm a gym girly.
Yeah.
So I know that you guys, obviously you talk about it, but I know some girlies are like activity girls. People like classes. I hate classes. It makes me cringe. I don't know. Like, I'll find my tribe of people that agree, but something about a class, like I just can't take it seriously. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's...
So would you go to the run clubs?
Oh, the run... You see the run clubs?
and tell them why would you go?
No,
listen, if you've seen
the Run Club videos that I have been seeing, you too.
I never said I wasn't gonna go.
Yeah, I would. Listen, the Run Club, there's an exception. There's an exception to the Run Club.
Someone said it's Hinge.
Please.
Said it's the new Hinge.
Please, because anyways. But yeah, I'm weightlifting and I like a bit of the Stairmaster. I like a good sweat. But I like doing it on my own or like with someone. Like if I'm working out with someone that can really go ham, yeah, those are like my favorite type of sessions. So I guess that's like an intro into like my little fitness life. Is there anything else you want to know, Miss Host? No, enough now.
All right. Think about how it's going along.
All right, cool. That's me.
Tell me, yeah. I'll do it quickly. Hi, everyone. I am Grace. I am sister to Rose. I am also auntie to Ronith Rose.
I was about to say. I was going to say. I'm not with child at this moment in time.
In age, in terms of age, I'm 25. I'm going to be 26. In November, at the end of this year, fitness journey, up and down. When I think I look big, I need to lose weight, I'll go and do it. But I can't say it's been a 6-year thing of X, Y, and Z. But I'm going to say for the first time this year, as you would have noticed with what I said about Dubai last year for my 25th, it's like, oh, something's coming up, need to lose weight, lose it. Add it back on. I'm okay with that. Something's coming up again. It needs to lose weight. That's just kind of how it is. But this year has been a lot different where, as you guys know, I've been thinking a lot about health and like the sugar industry and just things that, you know, just happen without us really knowing or, you know, just, yeah. Anyways.
You're like Dr. Sebi 1 and Dr. Sebi 2.
Yeah, we come from the Sebiest household.
Yeah, we're Sebi. Yeah.
But
don't bring those pre-workout.
No shame.
No painkillers.
Ibuprofen.
Oh, guys, I can't tell you the level of judgment I face when I say I've had a paracetamol. I even
pop some pills of mirrors.
They will literally just cross their eyes. They say, you could have done it with turmeric, but yeah, whatever.
Done with a little turmeric, a little shit,
garlic, the ginger,
and the vinegar.
Me and Chris, I was like, I just want to drink. Just,
yeah,
drink.
Literally. Drink. Yeah.
Please drink.
I'm sure water. I'll get there as well at some point. I'm sure, but
for the first time this year, I think it was also because I had just turned 25 in November. So going into this year, I was like, do you know what? This health and fitness thing is really serious. Mm. Likewise, there's things in the family that I've seen in terms of health. And I'm like, I don't want to get that. I don't want to inherit that. So, yeah, I've been taking it serious. And there hasn't really been a weight loss goal, I'm not going to lie, this year.
Yeah.
It's just been go to the gym because it's good for your health and just cardiovascular health, all that kind of stuff. But it hasn't really been, there's nothing coming up. Mm-hmm. There's not a holiday. There's not nothing. But I'm still in the gym every day, but that's just because of the health and fitness aspect of it. And yeah, like when I have kids, I don't want to be like, you know, I don't want my back to be you know,
right, like breaking up
when I'm trying to chase my kids.
Can I just say, this is one thing I say all the time, you know, like when people say there's no right time to have kids, I agree, but what I always say is I'm trying to prepare myself in the best way possible and think about the things that I don't want to pass on to my kids. Like, I'm trying to work all those things out now so that when my kids come, it's not a battle for me to be like getting them to eat right, and it's not like a battle for them to see that activity is important, because people be having kids these days and they're just passing on without subconsciously because you just haven't done the work in yourself, so that's what I say, guys, you can't be ready but you can prepare. So,
and also I just feel like we are so lucky to be privy to so much information. We're in this digital era, in the information era, where there are documentaries, there are articles, there are this, there are that, where people are saying, do this and don't do that, because if you do this, it's likely that this will happen. And there's just so much information about health and fitness right now and how we can avoid it. And I think back to maybe our parents' time, when they weren't really thinking about that, and they had other things going on that were more important, but we can actually consider health and fitness.
Yeah.
We're privileged enough to, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just like, if I know this, why would I not do it?
Do
you know?
Something.
And especially if it's like scientifically proven as well, like it's actually medical advice. It's like, okay, cool.
You need to work out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, So yeah, that's where I am at the moment. It is month 5 of the year and I'm still in the gym. And I've actually lost weight. So that's Ooh. Been nice.
How, I was about to say, how would
because
you
Because everyone saw me. Okay. Honestly, okay. literally, this whole week.
No, but I mean, I've been yeah. peoples. I yeah. have told you. Yeah.
She told me today, yesterday, my mum went to the office yesterday, and my friend was like, Grace, I think we're okay with the weight loss. You don't need to go anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, going, but okay. Yeah. And yeah, and also I can see it. Like, I've taken so many pictures.
Yeah,
and
I'm yeah.
like, oh, I look
good. I look.
Oh, oh my mama.
She needs.
Oh my gosh.
Like on the weekend, and when I went to the office yesterday, I wore a nice bodysuit and a trouser, and it was looking good.
You look good.
Good.
So, anyway, so yeah. So, do you know what? That was a surprise though, because I was like, it was just when people were telling me, I was like, oh my gosh.
That's the best.
When I was looking in the mirror, and I was like, it's true. Like, it's so true. But that's just a byproduct. It's just a good thing that's happened outside of this. But, I'm not like I'll still have a bite of this and a bite of that. Like generally, I am still like intermittent fasting because I've seen so many benefits with that.
Yeah.
But like I've been reading a lot of benefits about that. But in general, I'll still have a cheeky bite here and there. I'm not being obsessive.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the gym every day. I'm going to go. There's times I've seen you and it's like, oh, it hasn't been a very good workout today, but I'm here.
I'm here.
Yeah. But yeah, that's where I am. I'm happy that I'm being consistent. And yeah, it's all about.
Love that. So it sounds like your fitness journey has been going well. Like you're happy with what you're seeing and you're still going as well. And it sounds like you're doing a lot more. What's the English for it? Intuitive
eating.
Yeah, so that sounds good. Because you're doing less of like the tracking, that kind of stuff, which is good. And S, how would you say your fitness journey has been this year?
I think it started off a bit turbulent, a bit rocky.
Yeah.
But I always say like, I just find it so much easier to stay consistent in the gym. I know it sounds mad, but when the weather is good, like I just, it's easier to leave the house. I walk to the gym as well. So I find that I get more steps in. I walk to and from the gym when the weather is good. So as soon as it hits, usually like mid-April, like things start to accelerate for me, which I always love.
Yeah.
But I would say, I've been relatively consistent this year.
Good.
Yeah.
Can I just say something quickly? I think I've also made it seem like it's been easy to do it this year. January and February, it wasn't, but March onwards, it was. And now it's kind of just like autopilot. But Jan and Feb, because we just came back from SA in start of Jan, and I was kind of like, we just need to do this for health reasons, but it was still really hard to like get into that because we just had a nice December, birthdays the month before that. But yeah, like start of the year was a bit difficult to get into it.
Yeah.
But once I got into it and it just became a habit, it's just been easy.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think January was really hard. Literally, that South African heat back to this minus
whatever
degrees
it was.
In here.
The darkness.
It was rough. Yeah. I think, like, you know, like that, it's like my skin just changed. Like, it wasn't as smooth as it was in South Africa.
Yeah. Skin like, was peeling that, from the burns.
It was just really difficult. And I think, obviously, I changed gyms as well. Mm-hmm. So I think it was actually me having to physically leave my house to get to the gym and be in the cold. And I know it sounds so like, you know, sometimes when you say this out loud, it sounds so like, just go. But it's like, it was still a mental battle to leave my cold, my warm duvet, you know, electric blanket bed and go to the gym.
And it's especially dark. When it's dark.
It's dark.
Pitch black.
It was pitch black by 1 p.m. every day. So it was a lot harder. I agree with you. I think by like Feb, March, it became a bit more easier. But I would still, if I'm honest, I still think February, March, I was still very much like, okay, like, how many have I hit 800 move on the move ring? Sometimes it'll be 500, sometimes 800. And I was chasing it like that. But I would say literally from mid-April is when I started to feel like, oh, I'm actually back. Like, like I want to be here.
Yeah.
I want to work out. I want to do this. And like, obviously now we're doing like things like boxing. I'm swimming now. Like swimming is actually part of my routine. I was supposed to go today, but I started my period today, so I didn't go.
You've got like a full extracurricular
but you know what?
Calendar now.
I think, you know, like sometimes like, your inner child is like the truest version of you. And I literally used to be a sporty babe.
Yeah.
Like when I was younger, like I did everything. Netball, football, cross country, cricket.
You did
like,
football?
Yeah, at school. Like, I never saw PE as a chore. I enjoyed
it. Oh, you loved it. Okay,
I loved PE. I used to do things like after school. I really used to love this stuff. So, but it was, to me, it was just school, right?
Yeah.
And then I think now being an adult and tapping back into that,
there's like a joy.
I don't see swimming as a fitness activity. I see it as swimming to me is like getting my nails done. It's just a hobby. It's just something I like doing. But like, it's just a win that I'm burning calories with it. Yeah. And I guess it's like walking.
Yeah.
Walking to me isn't like, oh, I need to get these steps in or I need to lose weight. It's like, I went for a walk with you to Gist.
Yeah,
I met up with XC the other day and like, she wanted to tell me about her travels. I said, let's go for a walk and talk about it. Like,
it makes so much more sense than just going to sit.
Yeah. And like, just, yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like, you get some fresh air. Like, I met my friends on Friday for a walk because we hadn't met up for a while.
Yeah.
And we went for hours.
Just, talking. Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like I'm very much a hobby person. And I think I should have been honest with myself because I feel like when I was like 22, I started doing netball again and I really enjoyed it. But then I stopped. But I think if I, like, I should have kept up because I really enjoyed it. I was doing netball in winter. Like,
wow.
I don't think I want to do netball. I'll be very honest. I'm really good at netball, but I'm a very bad player. Like, I'm a bad loser. Yeah, bad loser. I was always getting kicked off because
I could imagine
bad.
That. I'm not gonna lie.
I was just too rough. I'd just always be stealing the ball, getting sent off. Like, I have to put my hands up. Like, I should.
It's not
for me. I love it, but I'm not a good team player in netball. Anyway.
Not a good sport.
I'm not a good sport. Because that's good,
like, all the stuff that you're doing is like individual, but you're in a group setting.
Yeah, so I think it's really helping my fitness at the moment. And like I said, I would say for the first time this year, I'm starting to see the changes when I'm wearing outfits.
Mm.
And it's still not where I want it to be, but like, I'm less obsessive about that and more like, oh, let's go boxing today. Mm. Oh, okay. Like, obviously, I wanted to go to... I actually have been trying to go to this run club, by the way. I just need to make a disclaimer. I'm trying
the
to go to this
run club.
I've been trying to go to the run club.
Yeah.
The famous one.
The one.
It's April. Yeah. But I just haven't had the opportunity to go. And now it's like, oh.
It's blown up. Yeah. It's doing the rounds.
I'm going to go check it out.
Make sure.
I got to see it through. But, and also, like, we spoke about going tennis. Like, I just want, like, this whole, like, make it a lifestyle, it has to be in the form of a hobby for me. Mm. Like, going gym and pushing
weights is not...
I can't see that being, like, my long-term future because I don't enjoy it to that degree. I'll do it because I need to.
Yeah.
But things like running, walking, swimming, that stuff to me is, like, I can see myself doing that with, like, my husband and my children.
Aww.
Like, that's something that would be, like, Saturday.
Just to do Saturday on morning Saturday morning. Yeah.
Like, that's something about... I don't know. I'm not that pressed on doing the whole weight stuff. So, I would say, like, my journey is very humbling because I defo felt like, ooh, child, but mate, I should be all the way snatched and I'm not. Mm. But I'm trying to be less obsessive about that and just, like you said, just trying to actually push my body, enjoy it.
Yeah.
And also, like, still living my life as well. I don't think it has to be either or.
Mm.
So that's where I'd say I'm at with my fitness journey. And I'm hoping that, you know...
everything will fall into place from the place of it being enjoyable.
Exactly. And appreciating my body more than anything. That's what I remember when I spoke about this in therapy last year. She, like, because I kept body checking every day and she was like, you know, you need to actually appreciate your body for like your legs. They
it's function.
Yeah, I was going to say that as well. I can't remember what day it was, but you know, like when you just give thanks to God every day. Mm. I remember I just kept going and I was like, you know, and thank you for my legs.
Yeah.
And thank you for my functioning arms. And thank you for my functioning, you know, my mind and my sanity.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time I just think about privilege so much. It's just something that always comes up. And just the fact that like everyone around me as well is just like fully like functioning, fully able, just everything is working. Like we take that for granted so much. And even if you don't see a drop in kilos or whatever, your body still took you to the gym that day and you were still able to work out. You came back home in one piece and your body is recovering the way it
should be. And the thing is, because it can happen, like you hear these stories of people, they went to sleep one way and they wake up a whole other way.
Yeah, actually, that's such you a common one.
God's grace alone, like that we actually wake up every day and that we can have these problems.
Yeah.
Quote unquote.
Yeah.
It's really in the grand scheme of life, it's actually not that big of a deal.
It's not.
Sometimes I try to remind myself of that. I'm like, it's actually not that deep.
It's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
You know, it's like you said, before you go on holiday, it's the biggest thing. And you're on holiday and all you actually think about is actually being on holiday.
Having a good time.
Yeah, like you're not actually there looking at your stomach the whole time. No one else is looking at it.
That's the thing. And the thing is, it's always like nothing I enjoy more, first of all, in this life than seeing people live like their truest, authentic version of themselves, regardless of what that looks like and regardless of what that is them doing. So when you're on holiday and you see the girls that, you know, typically in your mind, you know, like people make those comments of like, oh my God, like if I looked like her, I wouldn't feel so confident. First of all, that comment is shady.
Don't
be that person making those comments.
People, yeah.
If you see someone looking that way, just be like, you look good,
you look good.
And I feel like those are the times when I'm on holiday, especially, Like you said, there's barely ever a time when I'm picking myself apart. It's always before.
Yeah.
Once I'm there, I'm out to have a good time.
As soon as I'm at Heathrow, I should be good. You're not thinking about it like that.
Oh, it's crazy because no one else is thinking about it like that. No one else is thinking about you or if you've got this belly. No one even
knows. If there's that role, if there's this.
Literally, no one cares.
Literally.
As soon as you hit that beach in your bikini and you're having a good time with the cocktail, you're not thinking about, oh, my stomach rolls.
Just breathe.
Was it
simply Shia where she was literally just like, okay, I've got a belly and then what?
Just breathe. Yeah.
And but, you know that thing, the spotlight effect, like you just think that everyone
yeah.
in reality no one cares.
Ain't nobody care.
No. Cool. So that was a really nice like warm up intro. Thanks, girlies. So today's topic, like I said, guys.
Imagine we're not even there yet.
Yeah, this is just the warm up.
Strapping.
So, like I said, each segment we're going to have a different topic to explore. And today's topic is, drum roll, please. This is Paul.
Oh, that's a drum roll. I'm actually done. That's our new drum roll.
No, to the people that love that. To the audio, there's no context. They don't know what that was. Sorry, guys. That was a little piano segment. But anyway, interlude. But yes, we are going to talk about dating and weight loss. So it's specifically weight loss because, like I said, all of us here are on a weight loss journey. So we are going to be... Let's tap into the themes of dating. And when we talk about dating, this is not just literally like as in boy meets girl. It's also like relationships as well. So just that whole love and weight loss and what are our thoughts, what are our experiences, you know, what does that look like for you guys? Like, you know, I'm happy to, you know, lead with this.
Please.
So
lead us.
So I feel like personally, when it comes to like being on the weight loss journey that I've been on for a million years and dating, I actually don't feel like dating hinders it in my honest opinion.
Yeah.
Because one thing about me, I'm finna eat what I want to eat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then I've also had seasons where I've dated someone. So like, you know, when I was in my vegan bag. Funny enough, I remember once.
What did you do during that?
So I remember one time a guy, he came to pick me up and then we were on the motorway and he was like, oh, do you want to go for steak? And I remember I started laughing. I was thinking, now how am I going to tell him I
am a vegan?
But I just told him, and he was just like, rah. Like, because you know, it is a heavy, like,
vegan.
It was like, rah. So
and he's like, so what am I supposed to do?
Yeah. So, you know, I think I threw him off.
Yeah.
I was thinking, it's not even like I said, oh, I need seafood.
Yeah, no.
I said, no.
Nothing.
We got to eat some broccoli.
Yeah, like, what's going on?
So we end up going to, like, we actually end up going to a Turkish place, you know, but you know, they do, like, the.
Bread.
They have the what's that? I don't like it though. No, not falafel. They had falafel, but there's something I ate I didn't like. Is it moussaka?
Oh, moussaka. Yeah. It's like lasagna, but aubergine.
It was disgusting. I hated it. But like, I say that to say, I didn't now say I'm gonna eat steak just because of him. If that makes sense. Yeah. So like, I don't. That's what, and I don't know if it's because of my allergies as well. I've had to always be 10 toes down.
Do people know about your allergies? I don't know if that you've ever spoken about it on an episode.
Spoken about it
because you don't get to actually talk about yourself. So maybe tell. Do you wanna? Is that something you're gonna reveal? Yes.
Reveal the long list of allergies.
Oh, I'm shy.
Why?
Okay, for context, give it for context.
What my allergies?
Well, the big ones.
Okay, so I've had like lifelong allergies to egg and
say the big one because the people are gonna fall off their seat.
They're gonna see you're black.
I have lifelong allergies to egg and chicken.
Yeah.
So no, why are you guys reacting like this first time you had it? You not just made me tell the whole world this. But yeah, so I don't eat chicken, I don't eat turkey, I don't eat duck, I don't eat eggs in any format.
It's not just chicken, it's birds.
Yeah, all poultry. So because of that, the reason I'm mentioning that is that because of dating and those allergies, I've always had to say, I don't eat this anyways. Like, I can't eat this. Or, like, we could go to a restaurant. Like, I don't even know if these restaurants exist, but let's say there's an all chicken restaurant. Not Nando's, but like,
I guess.
Like, I would have to say no anyway. So, I think for me now telling a guy, like, oh, like, so I remember, like, the last person I dated, there was a time where I was just like, oh, like, I'm not eating sugar right now. So, it don't mean you can't. And I don't feel embarrassed to, I don't feel like they care. But like, I also, what I would say is sometimes it's difficult is like, like especially that time when I wasn't having sugar, I still want a cocktail though. So and it's like I know I can say no to the cocktail, but when like you're getting cocktails that are I kind of want a cocktail.
Yeah.
They're catching it. And also it's not, I'm not allergic to cocktails. So now it's more of a discipline thing.
Yeah.
But I can see now, obviously when we were going out regularly, it's like if I'm eating well that whole week and then I have a cocktail that leads to another cocktail and that leads to some red wine. And like, so I can see how it can throw you off, quote unquote. But then I also think once again, as with most things in life, you can plan for it.
Yeah.
So I stopped seeing it as like, oh, that's throwing me off. I started to see like, no, that's this Saturday, I'm doing this and I'm doing that.
So in the week, I'm going to adjust.
Because I don't also want to make the things I enjoy in life like a bad thing. Yeah. Like it's a treat.
You don't want to demonize it it should be something I factor
in as I do everything else.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I would say about dating and dating and weight loss. The whole happy weight thing, I don't think I've ever had happy weight.
And that's really unfortunate.
And I'm not sure if that's reflective of more my dating experience.
Is that reflective of your happiness?
Oh, disaster.
I don't know if it's more reflective of my happiness in relationship, but I have seen it in friends.
Because when you said about the happy weight thing, I said I can't speak on that personally.
But I have seen it in friends though.
Yeah.
Like happy weight. And I think it's all right.
They always lose it anyway.
Yeah. But anyway, that's my
the trouble starts. That's,
but that's my view on like my experience of dating weight loss. It hasn't been a thing. I genuinely feel like the people I've been with, they've known, I've never hid the fact that I'm trying to lose weight or that I'm going gym. I've always dated people that go that off into health and fitness. So it's always a conversation.
Yeah.
But I definitely feel like, I don't know, it's not some big
question. You see, like when you, obviously we know like you can't have chicken and whatnot. So that limits sort of like the kind of food that you can eat. See, with that time where it was like, I now also can't have steak, like the red meat, which is basically the thing that you would go to.
Yeah.
Do you think that impacted like where you would end up and like how maybe he would plan for a day, or did he just kind of like get with it and figure it out? So like that night, did you have to now start doing Googles on where to go?
I continued to sit there.
You said you went to Turkish place.
Yeah. So like he was driving when I was in the passenger seat, and then that's when I told him, and then he was just like, okay, cool, I know somewhere we can go.
And it was Turkish.
And obviously in my mind, I was thinking, well, I mean, I wouldn't have put...
It's not ideal.
Ideal. But then there was do you know what is as well? I think we have to also put context here. We are also in a world that has more vegan options.
Yeah.
I think had this been 10 years ago, then I think it would be different.
Yeah.
Whereas really and truly, he kind of could have taken me anywhere and I would have maybe had been able,
at least one thing. Yeah.
But I don't think it was like a... I think he just found me different. Like, because also then like when he was, but you know, now they ask more questions about it. And it's like, oh, so you don't eat chicken? I was like, oh no, I've never had chicken. So like, it's always like
one even still blows my mind.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like,
I find it, you know, the reason why I was even like hesitating to say it on here, I feel like it makes me quite identifiable.
People, you're already on the internet.
No. As in, like, let's say someone has to be like, oh yeah, I dated a girl once that is allergic to chicken. It's like, there's only one person. Do you know what I mean? I've never spoken about you. I'm not even on the run. But it's like,
he's
giving you on the run.
He's giving like, you know,
he's giving jailbirds.
Imagine you now see story time. Oh yeah, story time about one girl that I date, and it's like, damn it.
And you know it's going to be you. Okay, I got it.
Someone was
like on a podcast and said, yeah, she was allergic to chicken.
Like, you know how men will tell them stories like, yeah, there's even one girl, yeah, she couldn't even eat chicken.
No, imagine you end up as a soundbite on somebody else's podcast.
Like, it's me. Whereas, like, you know, like, things like nuts and things like
that.
But I think the chicken thing is too identifiable. Ooh, so even when I mention it to guys, you know, sometimes I'm like,
don't have allergies.
That's how I think
about that.
It was a chicken one anyway.
I mean, you can cut it out of the pod.
No, it's all right. We're here now.
Yeah. We're in it now. You got me.
But yeah, that's my view on the whole allergy, dating, weight loss thing. I do feel like I can see why for some people it can be like, oh gosh, you know, you've been working really hard or whatever, now you've got this date. But I don't think it has to be like that.
Yeah.
But I think once again, furthermore, you're a normal human being, he shouldn't be force feeding you.
Yeah.
You have a menu of things to pick from. And yes, that's my view on it.
Yeah.
When you brought it up initially, when I knew we were talking about weight loss and dating, I wasn't sure of what to like bring up simply because, like, I was listening to what you're saying and I was thinking, like, what restaurants are you going to as well? Because I feel like most restaurants have, like, healthy options, like, or what does healthy mean as well? Like, steak and chips, I think, is okay.
Yeah.
Like,
it's protein.
Yeah. And even on the weekend, I had slow roast lamb and creamy. And what was it? It was carrot and sweet potato mash, and it had vegetable. And I'd actually eat that anyway at home, like in part of my like weight loss. Yeah. So I don't know. I wonder if it's you're going to places that have like burger and chips or something. But I think
maybe it's like the street. You know that people love like street food, unless you're going dessert every. You know, like something like if it was up to me.
Yeah.
If y'all
get a little something sweet,
I would
after.
Be something sweet after each day.
Or maybe if you go like to the cinemas and you have like popcorn and like the drink, that sugary drink, and then chocolate.
The sugary drink.
It's sugar free. Tango Ice Blast.
Is it?
Yeah.
But you know, there has to be sugar. Yeah.
Let me not spell.
She said it's sugar free, but what did they put in it?
Why is it that color?
When they say sugar free,
yeah.
Why is it pink and less fat and all that? But anyway, I guess in those contexts, yeah. But I feel like it's okay because, in my opinion, if you're talking to someone or you're dating someone, then you're not going out to eat every single day of the week. So if you're doing your routine 5 days or 6 days in the week, then you see him one day. I think it's okay because I think in general, anyway, if this is a lifestyle thing, I think you should have at least one day in the week when you can eat kind of what you want.
Yeah.
And plus, I feel like you trust yourself. You know yourself as well. Like, you don't need to go all out and like, eat everything inside. You can,
some people do,
you can take it in moderation. But my opinion is that it's okay to have that cocktail if it's that once a week, because when you're dating someone, you're not going out to eat to these restaurants Monday through to Sunday, so
yeah,
you can still have your meal plan in the week. It's my opinion.
I have a story to tell.
Story time.
So I'm gonna do this from the perspective of someone that actually I'm not even gonna say dated. We went on like 2 dates, right?
Not you, not claiming him, child.
No, absolutely not. And nice guy, but no.
Is this
don't make him identify.
No, I was gonna say I'm not going to make him identifiable. No, what are you gonna say?
I was about to ask. I think I know who you're gonna say.
I was gonna say, is it the taxi situation?
That's what I thought. You know when you said that?
No. No, not him. Shall not be mentioned. That story goes to the grave with me. That is between friends and to the grave. But this one in particular, so do I say where I met? No, because that makes it identifiable. Okay, so I went on a couple of dates with this guy, right? And this guy, obviously, I knew from like his fitness routine and from what he would say that he didn't eat a lot. And when I say he didn't eat a lot, like I'm talking, guys, like he would fast until like 2 p.m. Sorry, I'm laughing. He would fast until like 2 p.m. To open his fast, he would have like strawberries, like a handful of strawberries. Then he would go to the gym. He would.
It's not even funny.
It's not funny.
Why did
you say
handful? Why did you say handful?
No,
you're actually trying to voice it.
He said he eats strawberries. You said a handful.
A handful. You're trying to voice it as, and that's not good. That's not nice. Because why did you said a man has a handful,
and then he goes to the gym? Like
then he'll go to the gym.
You're trying to make him sound sassy.
And then no, guys. And then he would maybe have like, I'm not laughing because if this is your routine and this is what works for you, that's great.
You're crying.
There's many a times I've done that, but you're making it sound like. No,
but as you know, I'm going to speak from the perspective of the fact that.
Make sure I don't just
have in the bowl. Don't be having a handful.
Straight to the bowl. I'm not putting in my hand.
Do you know what it is? Okay. Maybe I should have started with the fact that obviously I've been on this fitness journey for a long time, but I try not to obsess over diet, and which sounds mad because sometimes I will do like my fitness pal. If I know I specifically want to be counting macros, I'm trying to be very serious and it's before holiday, I'll do all of that. But I really, really try and walk on the line of balance. So if I know I'm going to be going on a date or if I'm going to be seeing someone, I will just try and account for it in the week.
Yeah.
So, and I enjoy food. Like I love food. Like food is like my happy place, which I'm trying to actually shift away from because I know sometimes that can now even cause other problems, but I love food, right? So obviously for me, seeing the way that this guy was eating, I would like, okay, cool, like that's fine. But you see the way that we would account for it and then maybe like just enjoy ourselves on a date. We went on a date and he just did not eat on the date. So I was like, what is going on here? He was like, oh, I'll have a kiwi when I get home.
A kiwi?
I was like, what? I said, what do you mean? He said, I'll have a kiwi when I get home.
What did he eat at the restaurant?
Nothing. So I said, I don't even want to sit down. Like, I was like, I'll just take away. We went to like, we went to like, what's that wing place? The one by the Sidemen? No, like the other one. It's like wing something. Sorry, I'm actually correct. Wingman's. Yeah, something. It's in, anyway, it's like a, no.
They've got a few anyway.
Oh, maybe. But it's like a place where you would get wings. Like, it was a very casual day.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, let's just stop and get some wings. So I go in and I was like, oh, should we get a table? I was like, looking at the menu. And I'm looking, I said, oh, what are you going to get? He said, oh, no, I'll have a kiwi when I get home. And I was like, at that point, I was actually a bit alarmed because I was like, I don't know what? I said, so you're going to just, I literally said, so you're going to just watch me eat my wings? He was like, yeah, it's calm. I said, no, let's not do that. I said, I'll get my wings to go. I'll have them when I get home.
Wait, so his dinner was going to be a kiwi at home?
Yeah. So obviously...
So wait, what's his route? So he had strawberries, handful of strawberries for brunch.
Guys, I'm promise you, the guy basically is like surviving on fruit and like maybe a bit, like maybe a bit of lean chicken and some like rice maybe once in the day. But he's like, he was so strict on it that didn't even allow for like on a date, like he would just kind of eat what he wants. No. So I got my wings and my chips. We went back to his and I promise you now he had a kiwi and I think maybe a Müller yogurt while I ate. And you see what that now does to me psychologically. Yeah. I can't sit there and comfortably eat my wings because I'm like, this is now I feel like I'm being a gannet. Like I feel like I'm a goblin because I'm here just
munching on wings.
Wings and chips and you're having a kiwi.
And I feel like you told me about this.
Yeah.
It's the first time I'm hearing it.
Yeah. No, I remember, you told me. So I found that as an experience, I'll be very honest, that really informed like my decision not to move forward with things.
I would think
I think it was.
And I, at the time I thought, is that petty? Like I actually thought, is that me being petty? As someone that enjoys food, and what I will say is, like, back in the day, like, my actual last proper solid relationship, it wasn't solid, but my last relationship that I had, he was not that into, like, eating out and, like, restaurants and stuff. And it affected how we enjoyed our time together.
Yeah.
Because that, for me, is something that's enjoyable. I like trying new places. I like trying new food, new cuisines. And he was just like, this is a waste of money. So even from that point of view, he didn't really get it. So I actually find, like, food quite an important part of like the dating experience, which clearly, like, if my guy is not matching me or at least has at least a bit of interest in like trying new things or you know what he enjoys, like if you're going to be getting fruit every time, like I don't know where do we go from here. I genuinely thought that, and like for other reasons as well, I'd actually met someone else in the meantime, but I just couldn't see it, like it wasn't adding up in my head. I'm like, what do you actually do? I can't be going to a restaurant and eating by myself. It's kind of weird.
And you know what it is? Like, you know, we had this discussion once about like activity dates versus restaurant dates. But either way, food will be there.
Food will
even
be
even if you're
involved.
Doing like a bowling date.
You're human.
You either eat before or after. Whether it's a grab and go or like a sit down.
And then I'm starting to feel conscious.
You're feeling big.
Like, I'm feeling like big. I'm feeling like a chunky girl. Biggie, heavy. Because you want to eat fruit.
Yeah, a handful.
A handful.
So the kiwi, so yours out here is you had your wings and chips.
Well, it's kiwi and a big kiwi.
Did you have a spoon?
A kiwi's a kiwi.
He's got a big kiwi.
Like, he split in half, he got his spoon. And he ate his kiwi.
Kiwi's a dead fruit.
Like, I love a kiwi.
Nah, man.
I love a kiwi.
Not even a mango.
The next guy.
At least, a bit more like
fiber.
More at least, like, you know, if you had like a fruit bowl,
you should have saved the strawberries.
Yeah.
But you know what, guys? Like, can I say this guy works out? Like, so there must be something in it because he clearly has energy. He has the energy to do all the things that he needs to do. But at the same time, sometimes I do sometimes think that his brain is slowly. I promise you, I'm not saying this to be rude, but sometimes I'm like, I feel like you would quicken up
if you just ate
food.
Yeah.
If you did what humans are meant to do and consume.
So wait, so what? So he's, so literally breakfast.
Basically just
strawberries.
He basically just
kiwi.
Survives on fruit and like minimal meat once in the day. Won't eat until like 3 p.m. Like,
does he lift weights?
Yeah.
On strawberries?
He's got a let me say, this guy has a nice physique. Like, so I'm... Clearly it's working. Like, it works for him. He found his formula. But I'm like, to be that dedicated and that like entrenched to me, I always say this thing, right? And I promise you, this is actually a saying of mine. Any man that has a six pack, I don't think I want to date because you clearly don't enjoy life.
I think that's a bit harsh. Yeah. I do.
No, it's the same
who
way.
Who maintains like, we can a get, six pack?
No, I feel like it's the same way in which girls can get snatched. Like, you know, we see girls on TikTok. All of us at one point have been, I think, a weight that we
and I wasn't enjoying life.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I feel like you can.
Though. I think you can.
Because even like, back to what we were saying about like how every day I'm having the same thing, etc.
Yeah.
But there is, remember I was saying like that it does something to me. Like I feel energized. Like there is some enjoyment in it. Like I know we say it's all dead, but in actual fact, there is something to it. Like, and sometimes you'll add something, maybe like a bagel to switch it up and make it for, I feel like you can enjoy that.
That's the level of enjoyment that we're talking. She said to switch it up a little bit in that. No, I'm talking about, I'm not talking about the guys that see we can get snatched and whatever. I'm talking about you have been able to maintain a six pack since 21. You're now 32. You have had that same body. To me, that shows, I'm not saying this is a bad thing, by the way. I'm just saying for me personally.
You have different body, yeah. Though.
So obviously there's guys that are like naturally
just
athletic.
Always been, eats what he wants.
Yeah.
But it's just always the same.
Yeah. But I'm talking, you know, fish and a rice cake type guys. Like those guys that are like... No, I need this six pack.
Fish and rice cake.
I'm just like, babe, lighten up.
But you know, there's people, there's also girls that are very serious about like building their bums and stuff like that. Yeah. And that takes a lot of effort, but you can still enjoy life, I think.
Well, maybe, but do you know what it is as well? I guess enjoyment's subjective.
Yeah.
So that's true. I feel like, maybe not the way we would enjoy, maybe for them.
Like they're going to be like, I can't have...
You know, some people, their motives are the run clubs. Like that's their enjoyment. Maybe. So like maybe their enjoyment isn't going out and
but at the same time,
having champagne.
People with six packs. One person, it can take them doing fruit, a handful of fruits all day. But for someone else, it doesn't take that
it's
much
true.
To get it. So they still can
I'll caveat.
Enjoy.
Yeah, I'll caveat that like obviously if your body type is naturally set like that, then go you lucky.
But
Jeff,
I agree what you're saying. Yeah. Someone that just eats a handful of strawberries. Then
Thank you.
That's
I'm cool. like, babe.
But then this is what I'm saying. I still think it's subjective because to me, I do agree. Strawberries and kiwi life ain't it.
Yeah.
But then
for him,
because he had a good date with you. Like he enjoyed himself
and his kiwi.
Him and his kiwi enjoyed the company with you and your wings.
Yeah.
So the way you enjoyed, he enjoyed. However, your enjoyments are different. You have different lines. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I remember once in the group chat, I think I talked about, I think you asked something about my spinach thing. And how I have that every day. And I was like, it looks so dead. I think I sent a picture.
Yeah.
I was like, guys, I live for this.
You love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same thing every day, but that's why it's the same thing every day.
Because you
like,
love it.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I feel like me and my own. Yeah.
And the tofu scramble.
Some people look at your tofu scramble and like, vom.
Yeah.
But for you, like, you've got...
She's talking about herself, by the way. She's sick of seeing that
thing. I'm so shocked.
But it's true.
Like, but for you, I remember that era when you were doing that during the
you
pandemic. Rose was loving it.
Yeah.
For me. Like, exactly.
You and that tofu scramble go turbo heavy.
And that's like with my egg and my spinach and my avocado and sometimes a cheeky bit of, like, I don't know, salmon.
Bagel.
Yeah.
Bagel
maybe once every
just
2 months.
Switch it up. But, for extra enjoyment.
Yeah, but that is like. This is where I feel safe. This is my safe space.
Yeah.
This works for me. This keeps me energized. It keeps me full. And for him, a handful of strawberries is his
goes
safe
down
space.
Well.
Yeah. But I guess going back to the topic of dating and weight loss, I guess it's like in that date you realizing this is not the kind of person align. I want.
Yeah, it doesn't align.
You know, because to some, maybe another girl.
Yeah.
She would have the kiwis in the morning and strawberries in the
and
evening.
And it would make sense. Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because we like...
I like food. I like to have a good time. I'm a good time girl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking? I wonder if I've been like this to someone with my allergies.
Oh, that they were just like...
I think someone was like, she don't eat chicken.
But then that's not your fault, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he can eat meat.
He could. Yeah, like, I just think for me, I could just see a life where...
Miserable.
He won't say it, but he's looking at me out the side of his eye.
And stuff like that. I think he'll be quite miserable because daddy's just eating.
He's just having.
He's going to bed.
A handful at that.
Daddy.
I'm so sorry. The thing is, like, I actually. I'm in touch. I was going to say, I'm in touch with this guy. He's a lovely guy. I'll put it out.
Can you not send this episode to him?
You never know. He's still friends. Podcast. He introduced me to like a couple of podcasts as well. So you never know.
No shade.
Just no tea, no shade.
Just done.
And I also battered him about it. So
continue
it's
doing your
fun.
Thing, young king.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all good.
We love and respect all poo choices here.
Absolutely. This is a no judgment zone.
No judgment. No. Eat what you want. Eat whichever whichever measurement. Handful.
Handful. Scales. Whatever it is that you need to do.
Do what you gotta do, weight man.
Yeah. I can't really speak on happy weight, though. Like I said.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't been in a committed relationship for a while. But what I would say is that I actually think the times that I have been in situations, please God, not another, but like...
heavy on that breath.
But I actually find that I'm better at not better, but I think that maybe like somewhere in the back of my mind, I do have that thing of like, if they met me one way, I just don't want to be that person where it's like, they're now looking like... Remember how I met you?
Oh, okay, so you want to keep working on it?
Yeah, I think I tend to remain quite consistent.
Yeah. I actually find, like, obviously, every guy I've ever spoken to has been a gym person, but it motivates me. Mm. Like, I genuinely, like, my favorite, like, I don't know, turn on feels like a strong word.
Yeah.
But I'm going to use that word for this example. Uh-huh. Is like a guy that goes football, that plays football.
Oh, really?
With his friends. Like, you don't have to be like, whether you're playing professional, like, whatever.
You're just doing it for
someone that has an activity like that, which, whether it's football, whether it's basketball, I genuinely love that stuff. And I just feel like when a guy can just be so dedicated to that, I just really, really love that. So I feel like, on top of that, if you also go gym, you could be like, I could be having like a lazy day and you've called me like, oh, I'm on the way to the gym.
I'm
motivated
thinking,
now.
Yeah.
You're just talking to
it's
me,
true.
And you don't even know that I haven't gone or I have gone. But that, like, I really pay attention to that stuff, especially if it's like consistently, like every day, like, come rain, come shine, you're going to go. And like that discipline for me really, like, oh, I'm like, oh, okay,
yeah.
I'm feeling motivated to go. So I definitely feel like, from a dating point of view, those are things I do look for, because the truth is, we're not always motivated to go, and sometimes it is your partner that will like say something and make you think.
Oh, sorry. In you saying that, then, if you were to be dating someone, say you're both, like, you've just said you quite like that, the fact that you'll be with someone who's working out, and he knows that you work out.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the comment of, like, say you were gonna go to the gym, say you've missed a week of gym, and you're like, oh, babe, like, I'm just not feeling motivated this week. And he says, like, nah, come on, like, you should go, kind of thing. At what point does that turn to being slander?
I think if you say something rude, because I don't think that comment is rude.
Yeah.
I think that's encouraging.
Yeah.
You start to say, like, oh, you know, like,
You're fat.
No, but what if he says it this week and then, say, next month again, you have a week off and he's like, oh, like, last month you did the same. Like, come on.
I think I would take it on the chin, you know.
Would you?
Yeah, because I'm someone who welcomes constructive feedback from friends and loved ones. Like, you can tell me, like, now, Rose, you said you were going to do this. Especially if I've told you. So like when gym comes up and I've a guy I'm seeing or whatever, it's never just like aimless gym. There's always a goal. So like the same way he would have told me his goal, you would know mine.
Okay.
So I'd like to believe, and it's happened. It's had conversations where I'm like, I've called the guy I'm with and I'm like, oh, I know I need to go to gym, but I've got no motivation. And then the person would
be like, come on. Yeah.
And vice versa. So I think I would welcome it, but then also, if you're somebody who is mean about it, that's even a red flag. Like, get out of
your character.
Like,
I also think it depends on the person as well, because maybe I could take that and I would find it encouraging.
Yeah.
For someone else, maybe they have that
triggering.
Yeah.
Be like, you know, they can take it in a different way. So
I think
it definitely depends. I think it's subjective.
Because my trigger is like, I do have triggers around the whole like body thing, but it's more of comparing me.
Okay.
Like comparing me to other women.
Has that ever happened?
Yeah.
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 Really?
Dark times. Yeah. That's it was horrible. It was actually a horrible feeling. It scarred me for more than I knew.
Yeah.
Like, when I went to therapy, I realized. Where some of these, like, even like from my own body goals, like I was slightly developing body goals that were not my body goals.
It's based on
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was
that's mean.
He wasn't meaning
like that.
But I do think it wasn't so much about how he said it. I acted like I didn't care.
Okay.
So then, you know, when you suppress the, you know, my.
So he doesn't even know that he said something.
He wouldn't have known.
So, okay.
He wouldn't have known because I didn't. I act. Like, I was just like. And then it's like years later. It's like, damn.
That actually.
It
was a seed.
It was definitely a seed. Definitely a seed. And then I think obviously, on top of their comment, then the girls that he went to go entertain whilst I was in the picture looked like that as well. So it was kind of like reinforced what he said.
Good
so
dog.
Then the whole body thing, like it was skewed a little bit. Yeah. So that's why I do openly talk about like my weight loss journey with guys I'm talking to. But it's like, I'm not expecting you to say anything mean. Like the same way I wouldn't say the same thing to you. Do you know what I mean? I'm encouraging you, you encourage me. Like we're going to figure it out together.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wow.
Don't be meanies, guys. Don't be mean.
Don't be mean.
Don't be mean.
I just think commenting on, if you're talking to a lady, this is just a hot take for any guy that might be listening. If you're talking to a lady, there is quite literally zero circumstance where you should bring up her body and you should bring up her weight or what her gym routine or anything looks like. I think that's a conversation that has to be welcomed and started, and vice versa. Like, it's not for her to now start asking you. Like, if it's going to be a conversation, it's a conversation. But for you to know
that you're going gym today.
That's like a natural opening. Yeah, yeah. But I find it weird that some people will actually be like,
first date, do you go gym?
If you don't like me, just say that.
Because I think it's just part of your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like, literally you said, you'll be asking, what are you doing this evening? I'm going gym.
Exactly. It just comes up.
You cannot avoid it, especially for like people like us. But I do feel like, I was about to say something. It's gone.
It was a good one. It's gone.
There's something I was about to talk about that you just said. What did you say?
Oh, about not introducing the topic, letting it come up.
That no guy should ever bring up a girl's body.
Oh, I've had a really good comment about that. It's gone. Damn it. I should have just jumped in.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Interrupt next time.
Okay.
Also, can I just ask, you gave your opinion on what you think, but you didn't tell us about your any specific personal...
She said,
"Oh, you got me there.
You gotcha. I'm gonna wrap this thing up."
I just wanted to hear from you if there's any like personal stories that you can drop. Seeing as it's a safe space.
Oh, I remember what I was gonna say now.
Go on.
Okay, but you what I was gonna say is, obviously being on a fitness journey, one thing I have definitely appreciated though is, someone making me feel still really beautiful in my body whilst I'm still working on it. Like, I remember once, like, I think I said it to you once, like, actually being cuddled on my fupa.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, that fupa hug.
Grabbing it.
Guys.
It does something. It's very healing.
That instant moment, the feeling's downloaded. Because I said, oh, even the fupa too?
Yeah.
The fupa gonna get some love.
Don't you think it's, like, just the next level of, like, comfort? Like, when there's like parts of you that you're conscious about, and I'm actually, to be fair, the last guy, even me, that I was seeing, like the way he used to big me, even the times when I was feeling a little chunky, he was like, oh no, he was like, you look
good. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, or like, you know, like certain outfits maybe don't like highlight your best part, but like you're still gonna wear it or whatever, and like they're gassing it, and you're like, oh really?
Yeah.
Like, I just think it's so beautiful because, like, obviously, you've met me like this anyway, so of course you're going to be attracted to me. Yeah. But like you said, as girls, when you are working on it, there are some bits you are still a bit like, oh, you know, you don't want to make anything too tight, whatever. So when they're like happily just grabbing it,
and they're like holding into it. Hold it.
No,
come hold that is
it. Are you all right? Now that's a man.
That's a go real man. Yeah,
that's a good man.
Any man that can cup a fupa, you can
guys,
have
I'm telling you,
like.
I was sleeping and the fupa was cradled.
I remember that happened to me, and I remember freezing.
Yeah, I froze as well. Yeah, I literally froze.
Breathing froze.
Yeah.
I passed out because I stopped breathing.
Yeah.
I was like,
but then
don't move the belly. Like, I felt like
Because I didn't want.
You didn't want it to now expand.
Because now he's got me when I'm breathing in.
Let on me the inhale. Out. She said, "Let me not exhale.
Let me breathe out."
Okay.
And now your hand will also expand with the paper cup.
Okay, but in that moment, was there anything that actually made you feel like, okay, I'm going to have to let go? Like, or did you
let go
of the breath?
Yeah.
And did you feel good after? Yeah, but did you feel good?
It was life or
death. I'm actually very tired. Choose life,
Choose life over time.
Was there a point at which, like, you felt comfortable, though? Like, you didn't think...
After a while, But even, like, the first couple of inhale, exhales, I was still, like...
You were still...
Don't exhale too much, you know? But, yeah, I mean, yeah, just got
it's definitely
you're there now.
Like, you're
there now. Because that's not an area I hold. It's an area I'm trying to get rid of.
Do you know what? Big fat.
No, but do you know what I mean? I don't, like, when do I ever hold my foot? Like, just hold it there. Like,
that's
like
so true.
So, like, I think... It felt so foreign, and it was like the fact that his hands just went there naturally, like not like my bum, not anything, like literally just a fupa, and just held me, like hugged me there. I was like, oh,
Okay.
Those feels again.
Yeah, yeah. Like, not those feels again. Not
those feels again.
Yeah.
So I say that to say, anyways, from dating and weight loss, like, there are men out there who genuinely, like, it doesn't mean they don't care about, like, obviously, it's not like you, now you want me to get bigger or maybe you get me smaller. You maybe don't care, maybe you do care, but at the end of the day, just to be appreciated
for how you
for how you are is a really beautiful feeling. I guess for any listeners, like, I don't know who you're dating or who you're with, like, there are men who genuinely just, like, they'll appreciate in a way that it's not even a topic of conversation.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not a...
It's almost like a non-factor for them.
Like, for example, like, I'm not, they're not watching what you're eating in that sense. Like, you're eating too much or eating too, there's like the last guy that I was with, like, he had his own goal. So sometimes I'd be like, if he was like eating Best Sweets, for example, it would be like a,
hello.
I mean, you said, but it's not like I'm actually on you like a PT. It's more like, come on now.
Yeah.
It's encouraging.
Just encourage, exactly.
You're trying to keep each other on the goals that you've talked about.
Exactly. Yeah. It's more an accountability thing as opposed to like, you shouldn't be eating that. Nah, man, that's not that, like, dating is to explore if this is the kind of person you want to be with, innit? Like, that's not the household you're trying to have, so you wouldn't go with that. So yeah, but anyways, my dear,
you gave us a little drop there, little teaser, a little cheeky teaser.
What was the question again?
Your dating experiences with food, good or bad. Give the people what they want.
I haven't had a bad one in terms of food.
That's good.
I think I did, as I said, when I saw the topic was dating and weight loss, I was like, oh, I don't know how much I could contribute to this conversation. But no, nothing negative. I think, as I said, I kind of alluded to before, if there is a meal coming up that weekend, for example, like on the Saturday, I went out and I just like made sure that
day. Sorry, that was loud. Continue.
And this is what happens when you're on a pod.
Sorry. Sorry. Continue.
So you went on a date.
I haven't just did this yet.
No, I actually don't know the gist, so I can get it.
She was occupied.
She was occupied. Okay, cool. Not the blush. You're blushing. You're actually blushing. It's not blushing. Said I'm trying out a new thing.
It's fake. Yeah. So like on the Saturday, for example. Well, during the week, I looked at the menu. That's what I was gonna eat. And and this is where sometimes I was just trying to understand like what does this really mean, because I just think in general, like the restaurants you go to as an adult, there are just the food is just
options.
Yeah, there's just more like, it's not like it's greasy steak, but okay, I understand what you're saying, if like if you go to like the markets and stuff like that, it might be different, but I just think when you go to like a restaurant in general, is
you can make good decisions.
Yeah, lighter choices.
And I don't know, I just don't think like a bit of chips is that bad either. So yeah, anyway, I just think there's options. But yeah, like in the day before I went, I just made sure that I didn't like, I just had my usual eggs and stuff like that, and wrote down if the
carbs. Spinach.
Yeah, a bit more spinach than usual. And yeah, so as you guys were saying, you kind of like, if you know that you're going out that weekend, then you can just kind of plan ahead. And yeah, that was helpful. And then in terms of like body weight and like body weight fluctuating whilst dating as well, I haven't been with anyone before that has been like, oh, like getting on to me about my weight or even like make remarks or comments about it either. It's always just kind of been like, you're so beautiful and you're this and you're that and I like you, I whatever. So I've never experienced someone being like, oh, like you're adding a lot of weight, you're fat, you're this, or like saying anything negative in that way. And I think just in general, outside of weight, I haven't had a, thank God, a bad experience of a man talking down on me or telling me that I'm ugly or that I'm this. I hear mad stories, but
thank God
I've never been on the receiving end of verbal abuse, let's say.
So
yeah, that's why I feel like I can't contribute much to this conversation. But
she can, she just don't want to.
Cards are here close to the chest.
She ain't sharing the weight, she ain't sharing measurements, she ain't sharing dating experience.
She's just here for the vibes.
It's just she came in for this
for the re-up. Sex,
this woman y'all up. But yeah, I haven't had a negative experience, and it's just always been kind of like in that aspect of weight and like looks and stuff like that, there hasn't really been a bad experience, I'd say.
Okay, and
I know, conscious of time, I just want to do one quick insertion.
Because we've got a question from the followers.
Oh, okay.
Point, so.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say very quickly, I too was out on the weekend, call it that. I'll raise you. But one thing that I actually thought was a really big green flag, and I don't know if this is something that you look for. It's not something, I don't expect it, but I remember when we were ordering, I was torn between two things, and he said, you get that. He was like, I'll get the other one. And then he was like, you can just try from mine. And I literally was like, you share food. I was like, all righty. That was a big green flag for me. And I like that. Like, things like that, I really like.
Now, can you imagine if you were sharing the kiwi?
What are we going to do? Two spoons, you take a spoon, and a kiwi. Two spoons, one kiwi. Bye.
That's the name of the
episode. Imagine.
That's the name of this episode.
two spoons, one kiwi. Oh, sorry. So, last thing I'll say, if dating is, and this as well.
I really hope he doesn't listen to this.
No, please don't.
I'm not removing it.
Yeah.
I was just going to very quickly say that I feel like even if the guys that I've spoken to, they always actually, I could have had a lot of happy, I think I did at one point. But they always do encourage eating more as well. I don't know if it's a thing, I'm not sure. But like, oh no, get that, eat that. Whereas I've heard other people, like their guy, were like, nah, don't eat that. Like, hold that, you know.
If you're in a relationship like that, just, I'm not saying like dump him, but you might want to.
I'm not saying stay.
Yeah, I'm not saying stay either.
So I have I put a little question box on my story today, and somebody did some, I don't know, this isn't really a question. It's more like, I guess it is a question. Yeah. So the person said, guys are more interested when you have more weight / thick versus being slim.
It depends on their preference, isn't it?
Do you feel like when you were slimmer, you've got more attention versus when you're thicker?
Get man same way.
Really get Grace. Man everywhere.
Get man same way.
Listen.
I'll be honest, like same. Yeah, like whether
and
I've been
and like I just feel like you honest.
I think
men
it's about
go for anything.
Like, and it's also how you carry it.
I agree. And your confidence.
Yeah, and your confidence.
I think if you stand on it.
Yeah.
But you know, I feel like men or even women, just humans, can detect like insecurity or whatever. Like in your weight, you might like, I don't know, it might be stuff at dinner that they can pick up on. But if
you start to reduce yourself a bit.
Yeah. You can do that whilst being slim or being big. I don't 100%. Think there is like a, this is the desired outcome. Because there are men that like all different types. There are men who like bald girls with to men that like girls with dreadlocks. Like it don't matter.
It does not matter.
And the same way girls do.
Yeah.
Humans like what they like.
Yeah.
Girls like guys with hair, bald, this, that. There are other guys in the same way as you just said.
Let me flip the question on you guys. Does it matter for you?
What?
With a guy, like in terms of being like slim or bigger or like muscly. Like, do you always tend to get date guys who are like muscly men?
Do you know what's mad?
What we date is like slim.
I would say I actually have done all sorts. I think I've had
all sorts.
No, sorry, not done. Oh my gosh, that sounds really bad. That sounds
like
really, really bad.
Done all sorts in my day.
No, no, I think I've kind of ranged between. I don't think I have like a specific body type. I think it is genuinely like how you carry yourself and how you present. I remember I said the other day, like, I really like presence in a man, like whatever that might look like. So I would say the last guy I was like seeing, he was like slim, but like toned, I would say. I've dated someone who was a bit fluffier.
Yeah.
I've dated, obviously, Mr. Kiwi. Like, he had a very good body. But then you see what I mean? Like, obviously I did caveat and said, like, obviously if... Maybe that's where it's come from and like where that was reaffirmed. But to me, it's like, obviously, if you're really concentrated on like keeping your body in like a certain level of like fat percentage and all of that, there's only so far that you can go with that. Yeah. So, yeah, I think to me, it's just generally about your presence and you know, it's kind of gal I am. What about you?
I hear that. Do you know what it is? Everyone I've dated looks like they could all be family, so they're all the same build.
Yeah, to be fair.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to think.
They all look the same. They all look related. Same build. Same.
You have a type, though.
I have a type, and I stand on that. So they are all like relatively. Tall. They're not that. They're tall, but they're not muscular. The most muscly person in the room.
Yeah,
but
they're not jacked.
They're broad. Yeah, they're broad. They've got like, you know, they got some arms on them. They got. They might. I don't think I've
bit of definition.
They've got definition. Yeah, I wouldn't say like six pack, but they've got definition.
Yeah, yeah.
And like they're relatively lean to some degree, but they like everyone has just been. I don't think I've dated somebody who is
outside
like,
of that.
Really, really slim or really fluffy. They've just all been like quite built.
Would people. You though? It's okay. It's a safe space. No. You can say no.
No, it's not about it not being a no. I like
you have to try and vision how.
I was about to say, I'm so like, you know, everyone it looks the same. I've never deviated. So it's not that I'm against it. It's just I don't see it.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to say it. I don't see that person. No. I just see
colors. Oh, you just don't register them.
I don't see colors.
I don't register.
Yeah, like, okay, I get that.
You know that, Esther, the other day you were in the gym and you sent me a picture of someone, you're like, that's your type. Yeah, that
is. Yeah, it is, yeah.
But I didn't see anyone else in the picture.
Yeah, you just see, okay.
So there could have been someone else that's equally as good looking with a different build. I just might not.
You're not registering that as your, Interesting.
I don't see colour. You don't
see. She doesn't see body type. That's what she types. I don't see body type, just the one that I like.
Yeah. I like what I like and that's that on that.
Yeah. 10 toes. You, Grace?
I always think that you guys are just gonna, because I'll just let you guys get really deep in the conversation.
And I'll laugh.
And she said it. Time to call time.
Similar to Rose, there's always been just a very normal build that I've just always dated. There actually was a time that there was someone who was a bit smaller than small. But
what the heck does that mean?
Was he a mouse?
Girl, you work it out.
Do the math.
You're smart, girl. You're smaller than small. Use your imagination.
What's a smaller than small man?
No. But okay, sorry. I actually probably should have specified a bit more. Not as in.
You're gonna actually finish me. She said he was smaller than small.
Grace.
I'm imagining Flat Stanley right now. Like, what is smaller than small? Okay.
I probably should have.
See us out well, please.
Yeah.
Skinny.
Girl, you could have just said that.
Sorry, I should have said smaller. Not height wise, not mouse, whatever. But in just because I was talking about body type, I just thought.
In stature.
But quite generally, it has just always been just a very, I don't say normal build, because what does that mean? But how would you describe that? Just like
average.
An average. And I haven't ever deviated from that.
Yeah.
Is it because you also don't see.
Maybe that's actually what it is.
Yeah, you're not registering everybody else.
Like, I don't see them.
That's so crazy.
I don't know. I'm not going to say I don't see them. I see them, but I don't. Maybe they don't see me.
Oh, word.
I mean, I know I don't see them.
Maybe they don't see. Well, they're not.
No, they do see me.
They do.
They're not.
They probably move to you, just not have it. You don't have it.
Yeah, maybe I'd rather say I don't acknowledge them as well.
Yeah, I think I'm quite flexible in my type.
Yeah.
But so maybe that's
something
that
I am trying to do. I know this isn't really related because it's not about weight loss. But in general, in dating, I am trying to like come out of that box I've always been in, like this one specific type, because I've seen this one not healthy, two, they have similar tendencies.
Toxic.
But also, tendencies. It means that you're not exposing yourself to like a whole bunch of
other people.
Yeah, there might be that person that is for you, but that is attractive and all of those things. You're just not seeing it because you're so used to one thing.
Exactly. So that's why I was even speaking to Rose, but I'm trying to come out of that and be accept something different.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be so narrow-minded and, you know, I think we should enjoy life and relish it. And that comes with accepting different people.
And a lot of people, I feel like, who get into serious relationships, or that I've known to be in serious relationships generally, they'll be like, oh, he wasn't even like initially my type at the beginning, and there was just something.
They're the ones that get married.
They're the ones getting married. There must be something in it. There must be something in it. Not in the sense of, I think it's always important to be attracted to
who it is. That's what I'd say.
But I think sometimes like we're ignoring things because we start picking apart, but it's like, actually, if I look at the full person, like I am actually quite attracted to them.
Yeah.
So it's letting yourself go with that rather than being like, oh, but.
He's one inch off being
6'5". I'm not outing anybody, but you know.
Then we end up in the same place. So something has to change.
Something has to change. Something gotta give.
It's true.
And then once I get married, I'm sorry, I had to say that.
She said period.
My type don't be getting married.
Have you seen it?
Like, can we talk about it? No, apparently not, because is our time up?
Our time is up. Apparently not.
We'll leave you on that cliffhanger.
I'll ask you that. answer in the comments.
Ah, ladies.
Is your type the getting type married to get married?
Let us know below. Food for thought. Food for thought.
Hilarious.
Well, what an interesting conversation, girlies.
What a gist it's
this
been.
This was fun. This was fun. Yeah. It genuinely felt like the group chat.
Yeah.
I even forgot. It felt like journey chat.
Yeah, this is good.
It's been a long, fantastic idea.
Honestly, I'm so happy that you guys have come. And it's good to like, I think it's good for the viewers to even just hear a bit more about me as well. Because I feel like I'm always asking people questions.
Yeah.
I hope that you guys got to know a little bit more about me and my journey. Despite me interviewing all these people, I'm still so far from where I'm trying to be. Mm. But through each step and each week and each day, I'm still thanking God that I, like Grace said, have the privilege to be on this weight loss journey anyways. And it's something that I can give time to. So I think it's really beautiful that I had my girlies here.
Yes,
and, you know, we've done our weigh-in and this is where we're at. Obviously, next month is going to be a different topic.
No Apple Watch for the month.
Yeah. Let's
see. We should set a challenge each month.
Each month.
Yeah.
And then we come back and report on it.
Yeah.
Yes. We have to do it together.
Okay. And also, guys, do it with us.
Yeah.
So, you know, for those of you that do track, you know, if you use your Apple Watch or whatever it is you use.
Fitbit.
Whatever. Stop it for the month. We're going to stop together and just actually listen to your body. And let's see like how we feel. Let's see what the results are. Take your progress pictures. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I think that's definitely something I'm going to take on board more than the scale. Like start taking progress pictures. But,
and
you
also
know,
send in stuff to the page.
Yeah.
At the Weight of It Pod.
At the Weight of It Podcast.
At Run with Rose.
At Run with Rose.
Be in her DMs because we want to be talking. We want to be gisting about all the stuff that you guys want to talk about.
And if you feel like you like this topic about dating, weight loss, we can bring it back for a part two if there's other things you want to talk about. But we do have a different topic for next month, and these two lovely ladies will be with me again.
I'm so excited. I actually had so much fun.
Did you?
I loved it.
Yeah, same.
I think it was good. We did a little thing.
Yeah, we ate that little thing. But yeah, guys, please do follow the Weight of It Podcast on, you know, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Subscribe to the channels, listen to all the other episodes as well. Yeah. As you can see, we're in a new studio.
I forgot to mention that
we're at, is it Haven? That's in Haven. Yeah, Haven Talk Studio. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Chloe. So yeah, we're in a new studio. The studio just giving.
It's giving so much new studio. Yeah. Episode 10, new segment of the pod is giving.
It's giving. And it just feels on brand.
Yeah.
It feels on brand.
If you guys know, like when Rose was looking for a podcast studio, this was essentially like,
I wanted something feminine and pink.
Soft.
And, you know, so and I'm just hoping we can start pushing things out the way we've been planning to push it out as well. But thank you so much, ladies. Is there any final words you want to leave the viewers? Any final comments?
I know what she's going to say. Go on.
No, I'm actually not going to say anything. I'm not going to do that. Okay. I just wanted to confirm that for the next month, we are going to bin the Apple Watches. Well, not actually bin them, but remove them for the
And
month.
Also, if you want to sponsor us, Apple, and also come and give a bit of a,
value, then we'll have
my email is in the description.
Yeah.
And secondly, we're also going to take progress pictures throughout the month, and we're going to see how we were from the start to the end. And we're going to push our body and listen to our body.
Yeah.
Get to that last rep when we feel it. Doesn't matter.
Lower the stress levels.
Yeah.
Get some good rest.
So we can sleep and therefore lose weight.
All of that.
Thank you for having us. And
thank you so much. It's been lit. I really enjoyed, and I feel vindicated. I've been saying so many times, this is my closing words, how many times have I texted you? I said, get me on the pod, get me back. I've got something to say. And we're back.
And you're back and you're better.
I know, back and better. I love this.
I know,
this.
And together.
And together.
Back and better and together.
And on that note, guys, we're wrapping it up. It's been a time. Please like, comment and subscribe. Send to your friends in your fitness group chats as well. Join us on our challenges, and I'll see you guys at the next episode.
At the next one.
And it's a wrap.
And cut. Yeah.